We just finished up Clickbait After 8, and the jingle was put together by Crosstown Drive. Chad, one of the members of Crosstown Drive, is calling us up. What's going on?
Well, we were out playing a show on Friday, and on two separate occasions, we had people come up to us talking about a bit or something on the show from Friday morning about some maybe saucy Crosstown Drive dreams that Steph was having.
And we were wondering,
like, were they really spicy, or was it just like the one where you show up to class and you've got an exam but you didn't study?
Yeah, on the show on Friday when we were playing our Clickbait After 8 jingle that you guys put together, I even said, oh my gosh, I just remembered my dream last night. And it involved Chad from Crosstown Drive and Blake Shelton.
So now, Blake Shelton is Steph's quote-unquote guy.
Yeah, number one on my list.
Yes.
Chad, you got that list?
I do have that list. It might even be in writing.
Is Blake Shelton on that list as well?
Blake Shelton is not on that list. Not even close.
Okay. Who's the number one celebrity on your list?
Well, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland rates up there pretty high.
Really?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
So
that's
now,
okay.
Carrie Underwood, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now, Steph, was this one of those dreams?
Well, I even teased that it was a really long dream.
Oh, those aren't any fun.
And I apologize to Nick from Crosstown Drive because he wasn't in on it.
Yeah, why are you leaving him out? He's talented. Yeah. Good looking.
But, Chad, all it was I was getting you to meet Blake Shelton, and we were all just having a conversation. Nothing steamy. Sorry.
So, sadly, yeah. Apparently, you don't meet the requirements, I guess, to be
well,
in such
dream. Well, that's okay.
I'll sleep okay tonight still.
I did one time, though, speaking of Steph, one time I got a message from her that said she was looking at my pictures of me where I was in a state of undress, and she said, how come your tattoos are different then? And I went, what are you doing sitting at home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon studying my pictures?
Zooming in
looking
on the pictures.
That closely, right?
Yes. You made it awkward for me.
Oh, my gosh, Chad. I can't believe people were coming up to you asking about that.
Because it literally two different people came up and told us the same exact thing. And either one was actually during a break and the other was after the show. So, at this point, we're just happy to make dreams for any reason.
See, and
here's what you say next time. You say, hey, can you blame her? Yeah.
That's great.
Do you guys have any shows coming up? Anything we can plug for you real quick?
No, we don't. We were planning on taking everything off between Taste of Madison and the end of the year just to write music. So we're starting to book stuff for 2020 right now, though, and we'll start popping them up on Facebook as they come up.
I'll tell you what, if you guys need to come in here and write songs, because you seem to come up with some good tunes when we have you in.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely do. So you guys find something that makes sense, and we'll do it. We'll be there.
We'll definitely have you come in December, because we need you to recap the best of 2019 with us.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
That'll be a good one.
We can do that. You guys let us know when.
I'll let you know when you're in my dreams again.
All right.